Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, everyone. Here we'll discuss what is a temperament of a person. We hear these words a lot. This one is temperament is so on and so forth. This one is melancholy or choleric, or you might have heard any one of these terms or not. But I'll just put it briefly what I'm testing the personality here for using this module of the personality evaluation tests. Okay, let's go through the slides one by one and we will discuss the 4 basic types of personality and the 15 blends of personality that an adult or a child can have. Okay, means a temperament means a person's nature, intrinsic nature, what person's character, disposition, personality and temper is about. That's where the word temperament comes from. It's the temper of the person. Another one is when we consider children's adult temperament, it unfolds as in a classroom or in a social setting. There's no good or bad temperament. It's the way a person reacts to get some positive or negative outcomes. So the first type of temperament is a sanguine personality. What's a sanguine personality? You can go through these bullets. A sanguine personality is someone who's more bold, who has got a more socialistic approach, who is more outgoing, who is more centered on getting attention. They are highly talkative, enthusiastic, active, and social. Next type among the 4 is the phlegmatic personality. Someone with phlegmatic is usually a quiet type, is more of an introverted type, who loves people and relationships in a harmonious way. They're seeking harmony all the time. People with phlegmatic temperaments tend to avoid conflict. They try to be the mediator. These people make good diplomats. These people are private, thoughtful, reasonable, calm, and patient and caring, more inward, more introverted. Next is the opposite of that, which is the choleric type personality. Someone with a pure choleric temperament is just the opposite, is very goal-oriented, is more outgoing, is a highly analytical, logical, and goal-oriented kind of people. They are usually hot, dry, and fiery creatures, ambitious people. Usually people in leadership positions tend to be more choleric type personality, the go-getters of the world. Then comes the melancholic type of personality. People with melancholic personality love traditions. Women who want to cook for men, men open doors for women, that kind of personality, traditional type. They are thoughtful, reserved, and often anxious. But they're very self-reliant kind of creatures and to be very detail-oriented in their behavior. Next would be the blends. Those are the 4 types. The blends, need to explain what the blends mean. The blend is usually, as we will see in the next slide, they are always, everyone is a mix of the 4 primary types. As in, nobody is completely choleric or phlegmatic or melancholy or sanguine. It's usually a blend of personalities. So it goes in terms of percentage. How much percentage are you? Are you more melancholic? And the next highest, 2 highest scores in your pie chart. If first you are more melancholic and phlegmatic, or sanguine and choleric, etc., etc. So the blends give a kind of mixture of where the person lies in the scale of all the 4 basic types of personalities. This is an example of how the phlegmatic, the temperament report looks like. So as you can see in this pie chart, there are four different types of personality, each one having a certain percentage figure, right? So in this particular chart, the person has an equal mix of phlegmatic and melancholic. So they are melancholic, phlegmatic type of personality. There's very less of sanguine in them. And next, very less of choleric also. This is what I call mean by the blend. It's a blend. Every person is a blend of these four types, right? Typically, a blend can be analyzed using many online resources. I am recommending the fourtemperaments.com, where you can read up the 15 basic types they present in that particular website. So, the choleric blends according to four temperaments is the executive, who is choleric sanguine. Another kind of a choleric sanguine one is the motivator. And there's a director and there's a strategist. And the sanguine blends are these four types: the negotiator, the marketeer, the relator, and the performer. And the first one in the bracket, the sanguine choleric, for example, the sanguine would be the highest, the choleric would be the next highest. So these are highest and second highest in that order, okay? Because phlegmatic, again, you'll see phlegmatic choleric, right? Somewhere it is choleric phlegmatic. What is the difference? In one chart, there would be phlegmatic would be the highest, choleric would be the next. That person is the type who can be the inspector. Then there's the harmonizer and the helper. And the melancholic blends would be the trainer, the idealist, the diplomat, analyst. All of these details you can go through in the fourtemperaments.com. It's an excellent website for getting to know the details of each one of these types and what they mean.